From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us your questions and answers this hour to anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Friday, the 6th of March. It's starting to look like spring out there. Start your weekend off with us. Thanks for being with us. And let us know if you have questions or answers. 800-933-5372. So, start off today. Nina emailed us at anything@kera.org and says, my house was built in 1995. The vanity in the bathroom is white, and the original one is the original one installed when the house was built. I'd like to paint it, but I don't know if the paint is latex or oil-based. Is there a way to know? She says, I've asked at the hardware store and even took the drawer in, but they didn't know. If the paint is oil-based, is there anything I can do so that I can use latex paint over it? And what do I need to do to prepare it for painting? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Randy emailed us. Where can I find, he asks, a metalworking, blacksmithing, or welding guild or something of that nature around the area? He says, I'm interested in learning how to do metalwork, but I was wondering what my options were besides going to welding school. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. One more email before we go to the phones. This is from Sumeda, who says, we live in an apartment, and we have a two-year-old who loves bunny rabbits. We're looking for a bunny-only petting zoo or farm that we can visit. Anybody have any leads on a bunny petting zoo for Sumeda to take her two-year-old to visit? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll start today with Gus calling from Hearst. Hello, Gus.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure.
Okay, there is this huge satellite off of 35 and Royal Lane, and my shop's over there. I get questions all the time. What is that? What is that? This is where the X-File music goes off, and I have fun with it. I honestly don't know, and I'd like to be able to give a good answer. I'm hoping somebody's seen it. It's really large and impressive, and I'm hoping they can inform.
Is it a big, flat, like radar array-looking thing, or is that what you're talking
about? That's correct.
Yeah, I think that's connected to DFW Airport. I think we've had this this question before. I think it's a radar beacon for the flight path to DFW Airport, but somebody will confirm that.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington as well. David emails and says, I'm writing to see if any of your listeners know anything about noise ordinance violations in the city of Dallas. He says, I live in a great residential neighborhood, but my house backs up to an apartment complex where a band frequently practices late into the night, sometimes even as late as 4 a.m., I've called the police dozens of times, only to be told the officers have to catch them in the act, which they never seem to do. David says, I've also tried calling the property owner to complain, but have not received a response. Are there any other steps I can take to stop the noise? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's talk next to Emmanuel in Fort Worth. Hello, Emmanuel.
Yes. How are you doing, Jeff?
Doing well.
That's good. I was trying to see if anybody has a suggestion. I have a lot of rabbits where I live, mm-hmm. and they're always getting in the yard eating up my plants. I planted some tulips, and they're starting to eat them up right now. What suggestion do any of your listeners have that I can use to maybe get rid of them or for them not to really come in the yard and eat up all my plants?
Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. A couple of emails. Ravi emails, with all the oil wars, price wars, et cetera, the airlines keep squeezing more seats to increase the seating capacities on planes. Does the FAA, Ravi asks, monitor these actions. Who can we complain to about it? Let's see. Even though it's been icy, starting to get the critter questions. let's see. Marianne in Arlington says, I bought an electric fence rated for small animals to enclose a flower bed I wanted to keep the armadillos out of. The instructions say, in the smallest print, quote, stray voltage may occur when the fence controller ground system is located within 50 feet of a utility ground, buried water pipe, or buried telephone wire. Marianne asks, does anyone have any idea of the destructive power of this stray voltage in a worst-case scenario? Anybody know? Let's see. This is also from Jody, who says, I was given a copy of Mrs. Bridges' cookbook for Christmas, and many recipes call for ingredients which are rather specific for English cooking. Where in Dallas can I find a possible source for English food ingredients? Well, we'll probably get the British Emporium as a recommendation. I think they're still in Grapevine or South Lake. Somebody will know at 800-933-5372 or via email, anything at kera.org, or via the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Dana wants to know, how can I get paint off of interior brick? The wall in question is 18 feet high and 50 feet long. I'd like it to be natural brick. It's currently red, including the grout. Any advice appreciated? How to get that paint off the brick? Steve wants to know, is there a new corporate underwriting voice on NPR? Sounds like there is. Yeah, I think they've been switching it up a little bit lately, Steve. I've noticed that too. I don't know any details, but maybe somebody does, and will call us at 800-933-5372 or email us anything at kera.org. Let's go back to the phones and talk at 800-933-5372 to Cody in McKinney. Hello, Cody.
Hey, Jeff. I was just wondering, are there any good Civil War museums out here in Dallas?
Well, we'll ask and see if we get an answer for you.
I appreciate it. Thank
you. Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Robin in Flower Mound. Hello, Robin.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. Are there any antique restorers who will come to your house to fix something? I have a large antique table, and I can't transport it. It's mid-century, and it needs a lot of work.
All right. Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get a suggestion for you. And you're in Flower Mound, right?
Yeah, anywhere in the DFW area. All right. But yeah, Flower Mound.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
And let's get one more on the phone. Let's talk to Robert calling from Dallas. Hello, Robert.
Yes, good afternoon. I just had my car inspected, like I do annually, and it is not on the same date as my registration is required.
Right.
They did not, even though my car passed inspection, put the pass inspection tag on my window. They sent me to wherever I get my registration, which this past year happened to be a local grocery store.
Right.
And they don't know anything about how to get my inspection sticker until my registration comes up again, which is not for another 6 months.
I've been wondering this too, because if your inspection sticker, I'm not going to raise my hand or anything here, but if your inspection sticker expired in February, right? But your registration isn't due until July.
Right.
And there is, and for those who don't know what we're talking about, this year in 2015, Texas has made the decision to combine registration and inspections into one sticker. So you're supposed to get everything, I think, at the DMV or wherever you get your registration sticker. How does, you know, say you have a traffic violation or you get pulled over or something, and there's your inspection sticker. Like, did they take your old inspection sticker off?
Yeah, they took the old inspection sticker off, and the only thing I have is a handheld pass inspection, vehicle inspection report that I guess I have to show them.
Right. I think you just hang on to that. I'm guessing here, and I would love to get an answer on this today because We've had this question.
I'm sure all these state employees are listening to you.
we do hear from time to time from people who know about these things. We're thrilled to be on the radios of some patrolling police officers out there, et cetera. So I'm curious how this is going to be, dealt with during this year, because a lot of people don't have both things expire the same month. And for instance, you've got this pass, you passed inspection. Do you just hang on to that until you go get your registration renewed and give it to them then? Is that how it works or what? So that's a great question. And I've been trying to remember, because we've had several of these. This is the kind of question that people walk up to me out in the wild and ask me, and I keep trying to remember to ask it during the show. So I'm really glad you called, and hopefully we'll get an answer for you today.
Hopefully you will. Thank you
all
so
right.
much.
Thanks, Robert. Line open 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, especially if you know what this how this inspection sticker / registration thing is going to work this year. Sylvie emailed us wondering if anyone knows about a facilitator for, quote, family constellations. Sylvie says it's a kind of therapy or a place where I can be part of a session. Anybody know anything about that? Let's see. Matthew suggested on the welding and blacksmithing question, DallasMakerspace.org, DallasMakerspace.org, all one word. And we've had that that answer before. Also, this one, Clark suggests checking out the Creative Arts Center of Dallas, which offers short classes in metal sculpture, including welding. And Clark also suggests the North Texas Blacksmith Association. So a couple of leads on that. Robert emailed us at anything@kera.org and says, if you're going to paint over oil-based paint, paint the unknown surface with oil-based blocking primer. He says, then you can paint with latex paint. And we had another answer on this from Don, who says, I faced a similar question last year about the paint status for a room remodel and found the following advice from a Sherwin-Williams dealer to work. One, scrub a small area with a solution of household detergent and warm water. Rinse well and towel dry. That's number two. Number three, soak a soft rag with denatured alcohol and rub it back and forth over the cleaned area. If the paint comes off or dissolves, it's latex, and another coat of the same is needed. If the paint doesn't come off, it's oil-based, and an oil-based paint should be used. So there is another answer on that. Oh, and here's another one on metalworking. Let's see. Michael says, Brookhaven College has metalworking classes through their continuing education department. So a couple of different answers on metalworking leads. So thanks, Michael, for that. You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything@kera.org or send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more of your questions and your answers on anything you ever wanted to know. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Last week we had the question about lower back pain when sitting. We had a listener who sits all day and has conversations as part of their job, and they get lower back pain. And Kitty wrote that most of the time when pain is occurring in the lower back, and by the way, we had a lot of answers on last week's show, too, about this, so you can check out the podcast at kera.org/anything and just click on last week's audio link, and you can listen to that. But Kitty says most of the time when pain is occurring in the lower back from extended sitting, it's because the muscles and tendons in the groin are contracted, and the glute muscles and tendons are being stretched, and the fascial tissue stiffens. Kitty says, I recommend that he does stretching of these muscle groups several times a day. It should help reduce the back pain. We had a question about eyebrow threading, and Sarita in Carrollton says, I'm from India originally, and in the Indian subcontinent, where India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, women always get their eyebrows threaded, never waxed. That's the norm, and it's the same for the Indian community here in the United States. Two reasons I have heard. Sarita says it's a much more nuanced and controlled form of shaping eyebrows, and it does not loosen your skin as much as waxing in the long term. And she says, I usually make sure the stylist uses a hand sanitizer before she begins, but other than that, I've been getting this done ever since. So there's a little bit more on the eyebrow threading question. And Valerie emailed us. We had this question about overnight parking at DART stations, mainly in response to the weather last week, but also for travel, etc. And Valerie said, per their website, dart.org, it says here, and she copies, for DART locations with parking, overnight or long-term parking is at the discretion of the customer. DART assumes no responsibility for vehicles left overnight. So there is a little more info on that, and that's the end of the answer stack from last week. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372 and talk to Mike in Dallas. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Doing well.
All right. Has anybody answered the question about the radar array on 35 and Royal yet?
Not today.
Okay. What that is a – it's called a VOR, stands for VHF, omnidirectional range. And you've got and you're right, it's a radar array. It's basically what it does. It sends out 360 degrees of radial beams that the planes can use to navigate into the airport. And then they cross sections. There's a bunch of them across the country. They cross paths with each other everywhere, so you can use those to navigate.
They can just lock the autopilot right on those, too.
Right, yeah. And they're actually kind of becoming obsolete because you've got GPS now. Those have been around for a long time. And I think that's the one that's actually for Love Field Airport.
Ah, okay.
And then the one that is in the one for DFW is actually in the airport. You know, when you're driving down the road after you actually enter the gate, one of them's called Cowboy, one of them's called Maverick.
Very good.
So right. I just want to answer that question. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot for calling. Let's see. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Delinda in Bristol. Hello, Delinda.
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm calling regarding your bunny rescue.
Okay.
Bunny petting. There's a lady in Bristol, Texas. Her name is Jackie Woods. She has a very whimsical, fun bunny rescue operation she does, and she likes schools to come, and she invites people to come look and to adopt out bunnies. And her phone number is...
You know, let's not give out a phone number live on the radio,
but
is there a website or is there a...
No, I don't think it's a website.
Okay. Well, we'll get the number off the air and then and we'll pass it
gotcha.
Along. How does that sound?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. We also had an answer from D, who says the North Texas Rabbit Sanctuary and Rescue in Garland has hundreds of bunnies available for adoption. You might check out the North Texas Rabbit Sanctuary and Rescue in Garland for, you know, bunny visits, or at least if you want a bunny. Valerie in Dallas emailed and said, Messina Wildlife, while we're on the subject of bunnies, Messina Wildlife makes an extremely effective organic squirrel stopper, Valerie says, which smells amazing. So I would suggest trying their rabbit stopper. Valerie goes on and says, a friend also told me she collects human hair clippings from salons and barbershops and sprinkles them around her plants, and that also repels the rabbits for a while. 800-933-5372. Up next is Dave in Springtown. Hello, Dave.
Howdy. My answer is for the question about a good Civil War museum.
Yeah.
And there's one in Fort Worth, just north of White Settlement Road on 820. And there was recently an article about it that whoever owns it is like one of the top history or one of the top people of who collects Civil War related memorabilia, and the collection that they have there is supposed to be, you know, something very impressive. So.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling. We got an email on this too from Mary Beth. I think it's the same place. TexasCivilWarMuseum.com is the website, and it is in Fort Worth. Let's see. On inspection stickers, this is from somebody. During the phase-out program, this listener says, they give you the pass-fail report. Keep that in the vehicle always. And when you renew the license plates, present it to the tax office, and they will then merge the information. So, and this listener says there's no additional fee. I guess you still have to pay for the inspection, though, I'm sure. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Jonathan in Dallas. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey.
Hi, I have an answer for the blacksmithing question.
Okay.
I know that the Brookhaven Community College has a continuing education course on blacksmithing,
mm-hmm.
and I believe they have multiple levels. On another related one, the Dallas Makerspace has a blacksmithing course sometimes. That's, I believe it's offered for free or
right.
a material fee.
Okay. Jonathan, thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good day.
And we got a couple more emails on those things too. Dean in Fort Worth suggests Dallas Makerspace as well. So it sounds like we got some pretty good leads on that. Let's see. Alex and Hurst says dog hair is a good deterrent for rabbits. Ask a groomer and spread it around your garden beds. There are also retail options at big box stores, and some good organic ones, Alex says, are made from rotten eggs. So there's some other suggestions on the rabbit deterrent. This is from Lara, who wants to know, where can I buy the round disc circular plastic sleds in Dallas? I'm hoping to sled on the dunes at White Sands National Park in New Mexico. Anybody know where to get those plastic circular sleds that everybody's jealous of on the one day a year like we had yesterday when there's actually sleddable snow? We also got, and from the Twitter, Cameron tweeted me, at Jeff Whittington, and says, for the metalworking question, you might check out the Craft Guild of Dallas in Arlington. They have once a week, 6-week classes. So there's a possibility as well. So lots of leads on metalworking, blacksmithing, etc. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Marina in Dallas. Hello, Marina.
Hello, how are you? Great show.
Oh, thank you.
I don't want to bring down the very lively tone of this show. I have a medical sort of question. We're looking for resources. We just moved to Dallas, and my husband was recently diagnosed with a sort of rare parathyroid cancer. We were advised to look for an endocrinologist / oncologist surgeon, which is apparently a narrow specialty. So I was wondering if any of your listeners had any resources, any centers that could point us towards in the local area.
Sure. Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. And it sounds like you're new to the area, so you don't really have a network of friends
no.
here. So we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. I mean, I know we have folks that we've talked to here, you know, at KERA, at mm-hmm. various hospitals, you know, UT Southwestern Medical Center is right up the street from the station here, and has a pretty good research facility. So that might be one place to start if you're in Dallas.
Okay.
You know, you might just call around too and talk to some people at the other teaching hospitals, University of North Texas Health Science Center in Fort Worth. There's Baylor Medical Center here in Dallas as well. Those would be the first kind of steps I would take, but we'll see if we get a couple of suggestions for you. And, you know,
thank
of course,
you.
It's Marina, it's a grain of salt time. This is just a radio show where people just, that we don't even know, call in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the best research I think that you can probably, that you can, the best information you can probably get is from research you do yourself by talking to people. But I understand, you know, why you would call, and we'll see if we can get a couple of suggestions for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And, of course, got Twitter up, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Gus tweeted me, they sell the sleds at White Sands. Go figure. And Christy says they rent sleds at White Sands in New Mexico. So if you can't find them in town, you can rent or buy them there. So there you go. Let's see. In the inbox, Micah emailed, are there any community gardens in Denton? Somebody's bound to know an answer to that. Mike says on the table restoration, Revival Custom Wood Finishers at the southwest corner of Fox and I-35 East in Louisville, Mike says, does great work. They're called Revival Custom Wood Refinishers. So look them up. I don't know if they'll do house calls, but a quick phone call or online search might be able to help determine that. Let's talk next on the phone at 800-933-5372. Let's go to Eric in McKinney. Hello, Eric.
Hi, yes. I just moved here from Tennessee, and I'd like to do some woodworking on the side. I didn't know if there's any place around the area, like a sawmill or anything like that, that deals in exotic woods for, like, scroll sawing and woodworking hobbies.
Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. I know there are some architectural supply houses here in North Texas that have, you know, different sized, you know, original, like, true 1x4 type stuff for older houses.
Okay, perfect.
You might also try, you know, call places like Old Home Supply in Fort Worth, or we had a question last week about looking for vintage furnishings and doors and things like that for houses. You might try some of those places. Old Home Supply is one in Fort Worth, and Orr Reed Wrecking in Dallas is another one. They may be able to lead you to some places that offer those kinds of things, but we'll see if we get some suggestions for you as well.
All right, perfect. Hey, thanks for the info.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email from Becky in Garland, who says, I spoke to the DMV a week ago about the Texas inspection sticker thing. Becky says, you need to get your car inspected by the time your registration is due. The inspection details are sent to the DMV via a computer program, and when you register your vehicle with the DMV, they will check in their system to see if your inspection has been completed. You will be issued a registration sticker only. There is no longer an inspection sticker. So there is that. And let's see, this is from Jamie, who says, and Stephen Becker, producer, says lots of people are sending this website along. Called twostep1sticker.com. So check out twostep1sticker.com for details on this particular question. And let's see, one more answer on the rabbit, not rabbit deterrent, but rabbit welcoming question that we had this hour. Andy says, I suggest you check out the American Rabbit Breeders Association website at ARBA.net, American Rabbit Breeders Association, ARBA.net, to find a rabbit show near you. The breeders and exhibitors are always super friendly and will be more than happy to share some bunny petting time. So there's another lead on rabbit petting. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's go next to Mo in Arlington. Hello, Mo.
Hi. Hey, I'm just kind of, you know, stuck with roaches in my apartment. I've tried a lot of stuff, and it looks like it's getting worse, and they're making babies everywhere. I haven't tried a lot of stuff, but still, you know, getting worse. So,
and you've talked, have you talked to your, to the apartment managers and stuff like that too? And because it seems like sometimes with apartments, if you do stuff but your neighbors don't, you know, that can be, you know, it doesn't actually solve the problem, you know, if not, if everybody doesn't do it all at the same time. Have you?
Actually, you know, we check it out, you know, they said I'm the only one who is complaining about it. They check everywhere, say no one has a problem like that. I'm the only one.
Well,
they don't know where it's coming from, you know.
Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
All right.
Okay. Mo, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Gabriel in Denton. Hello, Gabriel.
Hey, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I have a just a real quick question, and that might be kind of silly, but with all of the recent precipitation that we've gotten, the ice and the snow, is that, does that affect the rain gauge the same way as rain would with local fall? So is an inch of snow or an inch of ice or an inch of sleet the same as an inch of rain, and does it affect the water levels the same way that it would like at Lake Louisville?
I mean, I don't think an inch of snow is not the same as an inch of rain because, you know, the crystalline structure, obviously there's air in there.
There's going to be a lot of air worked in there.
Right.
But ice is going to be more compacted, so like all the sleet accumulation. I'm just wondering, how do they figure what the actual water level is of that precipitation?
Right. Well, we'll see if we can get an answer for you from somebody. Hopefully you've called the right place. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be right back. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what ED did, who tweets, I need someone that can weld ornamental ironwork for a custom railing for my deck. Anyone know where to get ornamental custom ironwork welded here in North Texas? 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Susan in Dallas. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Hi there.
I wanted to respond to the woman's question where her husband has a rare form of thyroid cancer.
Yeah.
I would recommend that she go to MD Anderson's website. If she's not familiar with the area, MD Anderson is located in Houston, and it is a world-renowned research and cancer treatment hospital. And I think she would be able to put in the type of thyroid cancer and search and come up with some options.
Very good. Susan, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Right. Bye-bye.
Let's see. We got a couple of folks that called about this. Let's talk to Sharon in Dallas. Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi there.
Here is my suggestion. There's a great referral community network going on Facebook, of all things. There are these sites, and they're actually called, there's a Preston Park City's online yard sale, a Lakewood yard sale, a Preston Hollow. Each neighborhood has the site. And while they do sell things, they also are a really great resource for referrals, for everything from nannies to pet sitters to doctors. And if you go on, some of the sites are closed. You have to request membership.
Mm-hmm.
But when you become a member, you go on, and you can put out there that you're looking for a thyroid oncologist, and you will get hundreds of responses from people who, with personal experience, with referrals. And it's I would say it's not exclusively women, but it is predominantly women, and it's just a real powerful network of great referrals and kind of a newer thing. So that's something I would recommend looking into.
All right. Thanks, Sharon. Let's see. We got a couple of emails about this, too. Robin in Flower Mound says, UT Southwestern has a great oncology facility. Always get a second opinion, Robin says. Also, I try calling the American Cancer Society or check them out online at cancer.org. I was on the phone with them, she says, for over half an hour collecting resources for a friend with a rare brain cancer. And they have a mentor program where they try to match you up with a local survivor for your particular cancer. So there is a suggestion. Molly in Plano emailed us about this too and said, my mother had a parathyroid tumor removed, and she said her endocrinologist set up the surgery with a general surgeon who did it. My mother said the caller needs to find a local endocrinologist, and they will set up the surgery with those qualified to do it. And let's get one more on the phone about this from Martin in Denton. Hello, Martin.
Yes. Hey, my wife had thyroid cancer and had it removed 2 years ago by Dr. Garner in Denton, and she was fabulous. But the referral is to a group in Dallas that meets. They're called PHYCA, T-H-Y-C-A. And I think their website is PHYCA.org.
Okay.
It's a thyroid cancer survivor group, and I attended a couple of meetings with my wife, and it was amazing the level of information and experience that these people have already had in regards to who to use and who not to use, in regards to getting the T3 and the T4 and all that stuff sorted out. So highly recommend PHYCA. And they meet on Saturday, and I don't remember where it was in Dallas, but again, they were just fabulous.
Great. Well, Martin, thanks for calling.
Indeed. Thank you.
Let's see. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Jimmy did. Jimmy says the ratio of snow to rain is about 13 to 1. Can vary from 2 inches of sleet to 50 inches of dry, powdery snow, and linked to a resource at NOAA, NOAA.gov. We got some emails about this, too. James in Corinth says an inch of snow is roughly equivalent to about a quarter inch of rain. So that's a wide variance there from what we got from Jimmy. And let's see. Rabbits. More on rabbits. MC says, for the gentleman looking to keep rabbits out of his garden, there is a product called Shake Away. It is non-toxic, virtually odorless to humans, but to certain animals it smells like the territorial markings of their predators, making them think that they are in a very bad place for them. MC says there are various formulations for rodents like rats and mice, larger varmints like squirrels and rabbits, and even deer. He says, I've used it to keep squirrels away from chewing up electrical wiring and to keep mice out of the house. So check out Shake Away is MC's suggestion. Let's see. On the rare wood question, Jim in Dallas says, hardwood lumber, which is close to 35 East and Northwest Highway. Also, Wood World, which is close to TI at 635 and 75, and he says for smaller pieces, check out Woodcraft in Plano. So that's hardwood lumber in Dallas, Wood World, looks like it's in Dallas or Richardson, and Woodcraft in Plano. We got another answer on the Civil War Museum. This is from George, who says, if folks don't mind driving, head down to the Pierce Museum on the grounds of Navarro College in Corsicana. You can look it up at navarrocollege.edu, and it's called the Pierce Museum, P-E-A-R-C-E. And one more before we go back to the phone. This is from Alan in Keller, who says, I'm a teacher, and I'm looking for spinners to make games for educational purposes. Does anybody know where to find, I guess, game spinner things? 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone is Mary in Dallas. Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I'm calling about the woman who wanted the in-home antique refinishing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company called JEC Furniture Renovation. They're either in Euless or Bedford, I'm not sure. But the guy, James, is just fabulous. I've used him. The work is excellent. He will come to your house and do it. and he'll give you an estimate before. He usually likes you to take pictures of the damage and send them to him on email, and the prices are good.
Great. Well, hey, did you say J-E-B like boy or V like Victor?
Yeah, it's an abbreviation, J-E-B like boy.
Okay, great. Mary, thanks so much for calling. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Justin in Fort Worth. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Jeff. I've got an answer for the guy with the exotic woods.
Yeah.
There's a place I remember in Arlington at 360 and Carrier, right about that area, called Brazos Forest Products, Brazos, B-R-A-Z-O-S. And last time I was there, they carry anything you could possibly imagine as far as exotic woods, hardwoods, softwoods, and things that are hard to find for custom built work and stuff like that.
Great. Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got an email from Elizabeth who says, in regard to the custom railing, Iron Age Studio in Dallas off Haskell near Fair Park. Elizabeth says, does custom work, and they have a website, ironagemetal.com, ironagemetal.com. So suggestion there. Let's see. We also got a question from Patrick, who wants to know if anyone knows of a conversational French group or club Patrick could join to speak French. We usually get that suggestion. You look for meetup groups. Is that still a thing where people do like meetup groups? So that, you know, that's one suggestion we're probably going to get. But we'll see if somebody has a lead for you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Sylvia calling from Dallas. Hello, Sylvia.
Hello, Jeff. I have a couple of answers. For the man who wants a rabbit pet, you can train a rabbit to a litter box like a cat.
Very good.
And especially if you get the bunny when he's very young.
Right.
I had them, you just have to keep them from eating your curtains. Then once they learn they're not supposed to, they're just as trainable as cats are. And for the guy that doesn't like rabbits in his yard, and the shaker way is great, but also just put some cayenne pepper to keep them away.
Very good.
And for the person that was talking about latex paint in the bathroom, at Home Depot and at Lowe's and at Sears, they sell this liquid. It's called the liquid sander that you can wipe it on, and it kind of sands everything, whether it's latex or whether it's oil-based. But if it's in the bathroom, I would suggest that person use oil-based paint because it will last a lot longer.
Very good. Sylvia, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Jean in Dallas. Hello, Jean.
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing well.
My question is kind of a strange question, but a lot of people tell me they don't worry about it. But I'm a senior, and this involves everybody that has a light bill. And years ago, you know, or now even, if you have a phone bill or you have a water bill or gas bill, they have a certain limit they charge, whether you use it or not, like $25 or $45.
Right, it's like the account or the customer fee or whatever, just to
have
the account.
Yeah, I'm wondering about why does Encore feel like they can should be charging, because I myself changed light companies back then because it was cheaper than a TXU, and I got a better rate. And then now all of a sudden, several years back or a year ago, Encore comes on, and they're charging 3.37% on mine. Now, they may be charging other people, but if your light bill is $200 and they get through adding their fee, it's up like $315. And I have a friend that hers was like $260, and by the time they got through adding it, hers was like over $500. And, you know, everybody has a struggle time. I just don't understand why they have the right to charge a percentage when other utility companies have a base rate.
Well, we'll see if somebody can you know, Encore isn't the utility company, but they're the
supplier.
They're the delivery company. Right.
Right. But TXU used to be the delivery company too.
Right.
And they dominated the system. It's just like having an insurance company for everybody, where you can buy the insurance company you want to get your rate that you want or your hospital you want.
Sure.
So that's the way with the light company. Now they have knocked all the light companies out that they gave us to choose from.
Well,
you can use your company, but they still charge an extra fee whether you use any, you know, I mean, I know if it's lower, it's going to be lower.
Well, we'll see if somebody can answer the question. Probably not today because we're okay. Running out of time, but we'll see if somebody can answer the question for you. And, Jean, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you. Right. You have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Up next on the phone is Kevin calling from Denton. Hello, Kevin.
Howdy.
Hey there.
Nobody's mentioned the woman that had the how to get rid of the paint on her brick wall inside, and I thought of something that works good. That there's this new deal that started here in Denton. It's called Dustless Blasting on NorthTexas.com. They have a website that show, and it takes paint off of brick just excellent.
And it's called Dustless Blasting.
Yes, Dustless Blasting is a process, and it's called Dustless Blasting of NorthTexas.com would lead you to their website.
All right, well.
But it's much cleaner than trying to do it with sandblasting or no cleanup like with that.
And I thought that I'd heard something about some kind of stripper that you put on and then peel off that's specifically for painted brick, but I'm surprised no one's mentioned that, and I don't really know enough about it to even go there. But
that'd still be a lot of peeling.
Sure.
That's a lot of square feet.
Sounds like a lot. Yeah, it was 18 feet by 50, I think. So, well, Kevin, thanks for calling. I appreciate the lead.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Let's see. Let's talk. We got time for one more call. Let's talk to Emily in Denton. Hello, Emily.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Well, I was calling. On March 19th, I will be 2 years out from my thyroid surgery.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's thank great. You. And I received a diagnosis at the time of cancer. And I've found a group that has been just completely supportive and a wonderful resource for me through this entire process. And it was FICA Dallas.
Okay. Yeah, and we had another listener called and recommended THYCA as well, THYCA, right?
Correct.
Okay.
The support group in Dallas is actually the only thyroid cancer support group in the state of Texas. And the next meeting is on March 21st, that Saturday at 10 a.m. at Plano Medical Center.
And is there a website where our listeners can find the group?
THYCA.org.
Okay.
And then there is a tab. There should be a tab for local support groups. And Dallas is listed there, as well as our leaders' contact information, Facebook page,
right.
All that information.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for calling and sharing your story and sharing this lead. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. If it helps anybody through the same process, it'll be great.
Great. Well, anything you ever wanted to know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Phone calls are answered by Fiona Norton. Thanks to all of y'all. Christine McConnell produces the podcast, which you can find absolutely free at kere.org/anything. You'll see the last 10 shows there. And, of course, you can email us your questions and answers at anything@kera.org. Thanks so much for listening, for writing and calling in. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.